today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. You have joined today's special coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Dear believers, this week we will be talking about Islam and politics in the program Today's Special. Please stay tuned. Brothers and sisters, today is Monday, the 8th of Jamadi Uthani, 1441 on the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Bahman, 1398 on the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of February, 2020 on the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's begin today's program with the recitation of verse 59 from chapter 4 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Who are those charged with authority? Dear brothers and sisters, all the Shia commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase Ulul Amr mentioned in the verse we just listened to is the immaculate imams to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society, consisting all the affairs of life, have been given from the side of Allah and His Apostle, and it does not conclude any other than them. Of course, under some conditions, the obedience of those who are appointed to a rank and charge a position in the society is necessary. This obedience is not because they themselves are those charged with authority, but because they are the agents of those charged with authority.
ما در زمان این سالهای اخیر دیدیم جاهایی را که ملت‌ها حرکت کردند.
In recent years, we have witnessed that those nations who moved forward and who showed their determination and willpower achieved some results, but leaders who could correctly lead them, identify the goal and show the correct path to them did not exist. This is why they were defeated. All of you have seen this in recent years.
شکست خوردند. اینو در همین سالهای اخیر همه شماها دیدید.
Objectives of an Islamic State: to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Dear brothers and sisters, Islam has made it incumbent upon believing men and women to establish a healthy society which is purified of corruption and wrongdoing and conducts itself correctly and avoids injustice. This duty is embodied in the principle of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar, meaning enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Calling people to what is right and preventing injustice is the joint responsibility of the state and its citizens. An Islamic government cannot remain neutral concerning the moral religious conditions of society. Also, as well as being accountable for affairs such as security, welfare, and social order, the government is also charged with maintaining human virtues, common good, morality, and religious commitment.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I welcome our dear listeners to this episode of today's special. I'm your host Muzammil Zaidi and today's program is regarding Islamic Revolution. Now, Islamic Republic was formed. What happened after that? It has been 41 years. And what has happened is Iran and this Islamic Revolution, this Islamic Republic has given so many things to this world. And this is one of the reasons why the United States and the other arrogant powers cannot stand Iran's might. They cannot stand Iran's resistance. They have tried anything and everything that they possibly could in order to bring down Iran's enthusiasm, their determination to progress in both scientific and spiritual arenas. Iran, right after they formed Islamic Republic of Iran, after the revolution was successful, they were imposed with a war that was again backed by United States and other Western powers. Saddam Hussein invaded Iran right after Islamic Revolution was formed. It's no conspiracy theories when we go and Google on when we Google that Saddam Hussein's meeting with Ronald Reagan and American presidents. So it's no conspiracy theory. It's out there. Everybody knows that. There are videos, there are documentaries that shows the meeting that took place between Ronald Reagan and Saddam Hussein. Why were these meetings taking place? Because the arrogant powers were trying to use a tool, a puppet in the region to get rid of, to trample over this revolution, this public revolution.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special. talks about the Islamic Revolution and how it changed the course of world history. In 1953, the U.S. sponsored a coup to overthrow Iran's prime minister. In 1951, Iranians rallied around a politician named Mohammad Mossadegh, who became prime minister. Although Mossadegh was in favor of secularization, he stood up to Western interests by nationalizing the oil company, thereby ending the British exploitation of the Iranian oil fields. Such a move was undoubtedly in the best interests of Iran, whose people were tired of being puppets of Western countries. However, the oil-hungry West was increasingly reliant on its control of oil fields in the Middle East, and Western countries were not keen to give up the oil fields. The United States and Britain responded with a coup that overthrew Mossadegh in 1953. The coup spawned deep resentment towards the West among the Iranian people. With the help of the United States, Mohammad Reza Shah set up the Iranian intelligence agency, known as the SAVAK, to brutally suppress dissent against the Western-backed Pahlavi dynasty.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special.
Islamic Revolution quotes. Michel Foucault, French philosopher and historian of systems of thought, speculated at the time of the Iranian Revolution that Islamic government could initiate a new political spirituality and herald a transfiguration of the world, the sort unknown in the West since the rise of modernity.
And I tell you, on many fronts, and I'm, you know, today people say, oh, if you're a supporter of Khomeini, you're this, you're that. To me, he represents freedom and justice for humanity. I don't care what you say. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, remember, used to say, we Muslims are united. Today, the enemy wants to divide Sunni and Shia. This division is the hand of Iblis. This idea that you are, that my madhab is better than yours and therefore I can kill you or I can damn you to hell is not within my jurisdiction in Islam. 10 times a day we say Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the Maliki Yawmiddin. You and I are not Maliki Yawmiddin. Who gave us the power to adjudicate such judgment against other people? In Islam, Allah says, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. The believers are brethren, hold on to the rope of Allah. He's the man who said, go when you go to Mecca and Medina, pray with them. These are our brethren. Didn't say, oh, this madhab is bad or that madhab is bad. We have 5 madhab. And it is not for us to discuss those kinds of matters unless we know how to manage it. But at the end of the day, we are Muslims. The ways of Ahlul Bayt was when Imam Ali alayhi salam's khilafah was being challenged. A man comes to him and says, oh, they took your khilafah. Imam replies that your forefathers' feet had not dried when they crossed the sea of the salt water, and you had already deified an animal as your God. Whereas we are one in Tawheed, we're one in the Kaaba, we're one in Salah, we're one in the Quran, we're one in the Rasul. Get away from me. This is the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sisters, we have reached the end of this edition of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till this time. We hope that you've made the most use out of listening to today's program. Don't forget to send us your comments and questions to our website,
parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayers. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.